This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And with us, as always, on a Monday, Monday Musings, John Perillo. John, how are you?
Good to be here, Bob. How are you doing?
Well, I started you late, but better late than never, as they say.
You got it. All right, give me as much as you got, right? So, I think for your listeners, we looked at VP Vance's speech in Munich 2 weeks ago. We discussed that civilizations don't get murdered. They commit suicide. And this week, I wanted to give you an example of that. This is going to be a very difficult Monday Musings. I'm just going to warn you ahead of time. And as Bob introduced, I'd like to talk about the scandal that happened and is still happening in Great Britain, where young girls were being sexually assaulted in very large numbers, almost entirely by Muslim immigrants to that nation. And I want to be clear to from the outset that not all immigrants were involved, but almost all that were involved were immigrants. And my family, especially my sister, really wanted me to cover this. And since Bob doesn't shy away from difficult topics, I guess I won't either. And to begin with, the only reason why we're even discussing this is that Elon Musk released court documents, all legally obtained, about the systemic rape, preparation for rape, and lack of protection that went on in Great Britain at least since 1990. And remember from the Vance Monday Musings that nobody in the European press or think tanks or political circles was even discussing this until the documents release. And it's still not nearly as reported as a story like this deserves. And I want you to listen to this piece and then ask yourself where this belongs in the news cycle. And it turns out that for decades, gangs of males, and I will not call them men, were grabbing up young girls as young as 10, usually from poor or broken homes, girls that some were openly saying would never amount to much anyway. They were giving them drugs and using them for despicable sex acts and then killing them with either overdoses or just abandoning them. Now, feel free to tune out here for the next couple of minutes because I think I need to give you some specifics about what was going on in order for you to understand just how horrendous this unreported story actually is. Okay, you've been warned. I'm dead serious. If you have a weak stomach, you want to turn away for a little bit. Okay, this is from the sentencing.
Which, by the way, this is a ratings-driven show. Don't do that again. I'm just.
got it. Yes, sir. Got that.
And they okay, can. They can handle the truth always.
Okay. All right, here we go then. Here we go. This is from the sentencing remarks. Again, part of Elon Musk's records release from the trial of a gentleman named Mohammed Karar, who was in his 30s, who was convicted of anally raping an 11-year-old girl. When she became pregnant at age 15, he took her to receive an illegal abortion. She was prepared for gang anal rape by the insertion of a pump in her anus and eventually had four men inside her while a ball was placed in her mouth to silence her. And she was branded, by the way, as well. We aren't discussing a case of misinterpreting cultures here. When you hear the euphemism, grooming gangs, I need you. I mean, you absolutely must force yourself to remember this 11-year-old girl. And there were over 1,400 of these cases and almost no arrests. Okay, so this was being investigated as early as 2007 by a female journalist in Great Britain named Julie Bindle. But the articles she wrote weren't published because, and I'm going to quote her now, in this particular geographic geographical area, many of the members of the grooming gangs were of Pakistani origin, and some editors feared an accusation of racism, end quote. And allow me to interpret what this journalism, Ms. Bindle, just said. She said that editors were more afraid of being called racist than they were of not being raped of an 11-year-old girl by four men.
Your phone is skipping out a little bit, just so you know, but go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry. Let me see. This is important. I don't want to miss this, okay? Again, from last week, Monday, teachers aren't murdered. They commit suicide. But it's not as if the police weren't investigating. And allow me to read from one of the reports from the same documents released. Quote, there appears to be a significant problem with networks of Asian males exploiting young white females, end quote. Another interesting euphemism there, right? These men weren't Japanese or Korean, yet the report says Asian, yep. Which refers to maps of about 200 years ago. It goes on to say, and I'll quote again, there are sensitivities of ethnicity with potential to endanger the harmony of community relationships, end quote. You get that? Again, 1,400 cases of child rape that we know of.
This is the police reporting this?
This is the police report.
These are the same, by the way, these are the same cops arresting people for thought crimes, just so everybody is clear on this.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, so we're more worried about community relations. Then, as a result of our harmonized community relations, the police go and investigate screaming heard from inside of a home where several of these Asian men were with a 13-year-old. They charge her with being drunk, but they don't bother to question the men. These cases go on and on and on and make horrible reading. I'll be glad to send the links to anyone who has a strong enough stomach to read them. And again, this is 1,400 of these cases of girls that we know of. Like roaches, I expect that for everyone that we know about, there's several more. And at least a couple of these cases, the fathers tried to remove their daughters from the houses where the abuse was occurring. But wait for it. The dads were arrested. Now, I don't know about the other dads out there listening, but this is one of the reasons our Second Amendment is an essential part of our Constitution. The right to self-defense was assumed by our fathers. Okay, one more court document discusses a 10-year-old girl who had over 70 fresh injuries and 25 bone fractures when she died at the age of 10 years old in 2023 at the hands of her father, stepmother, and uncle, all of who fled to Pakistan after murdering her. Then you had the city of Rotterdam, one of the places where all this was happening, being declared, quote, the children's capital of culture, end quote, for 2025, in such a vulgarity that I can't even begin to know how to comment about it. Okay. The issue, of course, is around immigration and assimilation that we cannot seem to speak about rationally for whatever reason. The same thing is happening in France and elsewhere in Europe, where the press is routinely refers to certain areas as no-go zones, but can't muster up the courage to say why it is the police won't go there. And then there's the United States. So in 2021 in Michigan, Dr. Nagwala was performing female genital mutilation in Michigan. For your listeners unfamiliar with that procedure, what that means is a surgical removal of the female vaginal pleasure organ so that women don't then want to run around seeking sexual gratification from men who are not their husbands. It's not actually an uncommon practice in parts of the world I've been to, but now it's in the United States. And this doctor was traveling to other states to do this as well. There were others involved, but the bulk of the charges have been dropped because, you know, diversity. Oh, and one of the girls she treated was in Massachusetts, and she was 7 years old. Now, if all of this wasn't disturbing enough, it's actually this next part of the discussion where the topic gets really hard to discuss. Okay? It is the undisputable fact that the Quran permits such things. Now, I immediately want to follow that up by saying that the fact that the Quran permits such things is not the same thing as saying that all Muslims do such things, period. And please remember that. But when you hear someone say that all cultures are equal and that we should tolerate the beliefs of others, think about our 10-year-old British girl with the 25 fractures and understand that is about as stupid a comment as can possibly be made.
Yep.
You know, in the most widely distributed copies of the Quran and its interpretations, which, by the way, come from the Saudis, if that makes you feel any better. And again, I'm going to quote so I don't mess this up. In Surah 423, Allah outlines the various categories of women, mothers, daughters, sisters, etc., with whom Muslim men are forbidden to have sexual relations. The next line in Surah 424, it states, and I'll quote, "Also prohibited are women already married, except those whom your right hand possesses." A footnote hopefully explains for us that "whom your right hand possesses" means, i.e., captives, and it's italicized in the original, so you can't miss it, just like those little girls. The other book that we should know that exists is called The Reliance of the Traveler, which is hopefully available on Amazon if you want to fact check me. And it combines both the Quran and the Hadith, which is a collection of Muhammad's teachings and practices. And it's endorsed, by the way, by the Muslim Brotherhood think tanks, as well as a blind Sheikh Muhammad, who is the mastermind of the World Trade Center bombings, and who, by the way, is in a prison about 50 miles from my spread. Right? It says, and again, I'm going to quote so there's no ambiguity, "When a child or a woman is taken captive, they become slaves by the fact of capture, and the woman's marriage is immediately annulled," end quote. And if we studied history, we would know that this is precisely the belief of the Barbary pirates when we sent the entire U.S. Navy and their Marines to fight in 1805. And for those who think I'm being alarmist, let me leave you with a couple of other thoughts, right? Western civilization, and particularly the Constitution, was built on the foundation of the Hebrews and Christianity, both of which start with the premise that man is made in God's image, and therefore the human has individual dignity. And everything that you enjoy by living here today flows from that. For those of you who want to point out that Western Civ has failed in achieving that lofty goal throughout history, I willingly concede. But it is that aspiration that is the foundation of why we believe that all men are created equal. We can pay taxes or render unto Caesar from the biblical story, because our Lord told us that earthly stuff like money just isn't that important, and that we must live in this world but still remember that we belong to God and not to Caesar or to Pharaoh or any of the modern equivalents. Let's contrast that with the opening of Umdat al-Salik, specifically, again, paragraph A1.4, and again, I'll quote, so there's no chance of my misinterpreting, quote, "The good of the acts of those morally responsible is what the lawgiver, synonym, Allah or his messenger, Allah bless him and give him peace, has indicated is good by permitting it or asking it to be done. And the bad is what the lawgiver has indicated is bad by asking it not be done. The good is not what reason considers good, and the bad is not what reason considers bad," end quote. What that means for our 10-year-old girl with the 25 fractures in England is that the belief that allows her to be owned by these men and for them to do whatever despicable acts they want to do to her is superior to human reason and is, according to the lawgiver of the Quran, by definition, good. And still, the press and our cultural leaders, both here and in Europe, won't talk about this because they have repeated to themselves again and again that all cultures are equal and that as Western civilization is just an impediment to freedom rather than its guarantor, and that to discern between good and evil is the greatest of evils, but diversity is not our strength. It never was. And that's precisely why the first thing they do when you walk through the door at boot camp is to shave everyone's head identically and give you a uniform, which you know is uniform, because strength comes from unity of thought and unity of purpose, right? And it reminds me of a story of a British official in India when India was under British rule, who ordered the stop of the practice of suti, which is the custom of burning a woman alive on her husband's funeral pyre when he dies. "And you don't understand," says the Indian man, "it's our custom." According to the story, the British official turned and said, "We have a custom too. When men burn women alive, we hang them." Right, the British official had the confidence in the virtue of his civilization that our current elites and our society do not. Right? Now, none of this means that we shouldn't allow immigration or Muslims shouldn't be allowed the citizens in our country. In fact, I was concerned enough that this would be misconstrued. I almost didn't want to do this piece. But it does mean that when absurdities like blind adherence to absurd concepts like diversity overrule our culture and common sense, that we need to call that out and be clear-headed. It is not unreasonable to ask why this story isn't all over the press or hasn't resulted in the whole-scale removal of much of the British government, or whether in our zeal to be open-minded about other cultures, we haven't been so open-minded that our brains fell out.
Yeah.
And we owe Sarah better than that. And Sarah, by the way, is the name of that 10-year-old girl in Great Britain.
Well, an eye-opening Monday musing, and I we're going to have to discuss it more because I received a report over the weekend about New Jersey's first Islamic city, capital of Palestine, they're calling it, Paterson, New Jersey. It's coming to a theater near you. John Perillo, thank you. Great pleasure, as always, and beyond informative. Let's monitor this.
Yeah, so you and your listeners, I hope you have a great week. I apologize if anything there was vulgar. Western civilization is what matters. We need you on the front lines. You need to be understand what's going on, and you need to be involved in that. Thank you.
All right, John. Thank you. Let's talk again. God willing, we'll be together next week for Monday Musings.
Have a great week, you and your listeners.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.